You've been listening to Mentoring Matters, Mentoring in Today's Business World with hosts Rainey Petrin and Dave Carson. If you have a question for Rainey, Dave, or their guests, please call us now at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now, back to Mentoring Matters.
Well, welcome back. I'm your host, Rainey Petrin, along with my guests, Mary Hester Clifton, Diversity Manager from T. Rowe Price, and Chris Taborn, Diversity Manager from Enterprise Rent-A-Car. We're continuing our conversation on diversity and mentoring at this point. And it's been, I have to say, it's been a very enjoyable conversation. You've brought up a lot of good points, both of you, and I'm very pleased that you're here. And welcome back. What I'd like to do is to continue the conversation. Mary, you were talking about when you conduct informal mentoring workshops, kind of what people come in with the expectations of what they're looking for and the issue of clarity. Could you clarify that a little bit more for us?
Okay. And what I think my last word was before I heard the music was broad. Yeah. I think a lot of people walk into the workshop with too broad of a expectation or definition for mentoring, wanting to be everything to all people, or either everything to that one person that they have in mind. And I think the workshop helps them narrow and focus what it is they can bring to the table and what works naturally, so that then their mentoring is more authentic even. Yep. So, you know, what is it that I really want to do? What do I do well? What can I pass on? And what does this person need? So it's sort of a refining way of matching, because I think that's a key part to mentoring too.
Excellent point. Yeah, absolutely. That brings up the point that I was just thinking about, and I want to ask both of you is this. You know, the question we often get asked when we're dealing with diversity and mentoring is, well, when you match people, do you match people who are the same, or do you match people who are unlike each other? Do you, either one of you have any thoughts about that, or talk about how you do it, or?
Well, in working with you in the past, Rainey, I have found that it needs to be clear and agreed upon. Because some people want the experience of working with someone that's different, and some people want the experience of working with someone that's similar.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, I think it's all around what is it you're trying to do, what is the outcome, and having clarity around that.
Okay. Yeah, at Enterprise as well, I mean, we a very similar approach. I mean, our mentees, for example, have an option when they fill out their very detailed profile forms, which both parties fill out, to indicate if they want somebody who is like themselves. So where that's available, we try to accommodate that need and that match. But we also look at a lot of other characteristics and other things as well that we think are important in the matching process in terms of being able to make the best available match. But they do have that opportunity to indicate that that is a preference for them.
That's good. Because, you know, one of the things that I often tell people, both of you will know this because, you know, I've worked with both of you in the past and, or currently, and that is I often tell people that being mentored by someone like you is a positive, just as it is to be mentored by someone unlike you.
Mm-hmm.
And they both offer different things, and they both have value. And
yeah.
I think in one's career, one should actually have the experience of both so that one has the advantages of both. You know?
Yes, I agree.
I would agree, too.
Now, when we talk about diversity, you know, besides yourself, is there anybody else in your company that does or handles diversity in a specific role? And I think, Mary, you indicated there was somebody else in your company called Diversity Officer.
Yes, yes. I'm glad you brought that up, Rainey. We do have a Diversity Officer for T. Rowe Price. Her name is Kathy Plakatouris, and I have the pleasure of working very closely with Kathy. She and I had worked together previously when we were in an organization with recruiting, retention, and development. So we had the recruiting, corporate training development, and organizational development. And then she moved on to head the diversity initiative, where we went back after we've had this foundational business case program to try to reengage and redefine and build an even stronger strategy around how we would implement diversity. So that's sort of her job. My job is more around the executor, you know, the execution person, when the philosophy and the strategy is aligned and agreed upon and we've incorporated all the best practices. We also had a focus group and external consultants come in to do some needs analysis and looking at that plan and then really trying to help her implement. So I guess I'm more the implementer is a better word than executor.
Well, that's how it gets. we can interpret executor in two different ways.
Yeah, but it's not about that connotation.
If they don't do what you said, they get executed, so to speak.
It's still early.
I would also add, too, at Enterprise as well, we have some others that are also very, very involved in our diversity initiatives. My primary responsibility is managing most of our internal related diversity initiatives, so things that pertain to things like retention and measurement and evaluation of our overall diversity strategies, work with our recruiters and diversity recruiting strategies. But we also have a person named Alonzo Bird who's who's involved in our external diversity strategies, and his responsibility is dealing more with our national partnerships as they relate to diversity and making sure that we're engaged in our communities and that we're utilizing our external diversity partners to better our business. And in addition to that, we also have four or five local diversity managers, what we call group relations managers, in some of our larger markets that are very, very deeply involved in spearheading the diversity initiatives in their local areas. So there's several of us that work on the area of diversity and moving our initiatives forward.
Yeah,
so,
it does take quite a group.
It does. But it does speak to the commitment that both your companies have to diversity, which is obviously creating a diversity culture. Let me ask you this question. What advice or recommendations might you provide to the listening audience about pursuing a diversity mentoring initiative? Any lessons or things you would want people to know? Things to avoid?
Well, I think probably that, for us, one of the biggest things that we had to do first is really listen to our employees in terms of what their needs were. So I think that's probably the first step that you'd want to do is find out where are your opportunities. Where can you improve? What exactly are your employees looking for in diversity before you take any steps? The second thing we did, too, that was also effective is we looked at the programs that we already had in existence to see, why those programs weren't working. And that kind of helped us to bring some clarity to what needed to be done in order to improve in that area.
And I would agree with Chris. I think you really do need to have a pulse on your population, your associate population, and understand where the strengths are, because there are some out there, and leverage those strengths, and then work on what the gaps are, because there are probably some of those too. Probably my next thing is that I said this, I think, earlier, it's an evolution, not a revolution.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you have to be very patient in things moving along. And in that, I think communicating out to the population what's going on. I think that's really key. Even if it's not moving at a pace where you feel that it may, not be worth communicating, I think there's an audience out there that is interested in whatever the recent developments are, whatever incremental successes have happened.
So what you both are saying is that one shouldn't look either at diversity or at mentoring as a tool, as a panacea for curing all your ills.
Oh, no.
No,
I wish it were that easy.
Yeah.
Then Chris and I would probably, we might be on the beach somewhere now.
I would be joining you. I'd have the best
you
solution.
Too. That's right.
Three of us will have had the magic solution and we can all be enjoying ourselves.
Right.
That's the important thing. In the few minutes we have left, I was going to ask the question about each of you, and I don't know if we have enough time, but I would like to just ask, what's great about your company? Just anything you can throw out. What's great about your companies?
Well, my company is very stable,
mm-hmm.
and it's very relationship-focused, and I really think that they're really good people. And I think it's real important today to work for good people.
Chris?
I think probably what's great about our company would be the fact that we listen to our employees. I mean, that's one of our founding values principles is that when we listen to our employees, good things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly that was the case in the area of mentoring and the fact that we listened to our employees and we responded to their needs. So, working for a company that is responsive to your employees' needs, I think, is something that makes me feel good coming into work every day.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that, as we continue to develop as an organization, our company is open to, again, getting that feedback from our employees because it's about them.
Great. Well, we have to end for today, but I want to thank both of you, both Chris Taborn from Enterprise and Mary Hester Clifton from T. Rowe Price for being our guests this morning for this very enlightening and interesting and enjoyable show. I hope you'll join us next week, where we'll have some more guests discussing matches and mentoring and diversity. And thank you for listening to Mentoring Matters, Mentoring Today's Business World. I'm Rainey Petrin, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Rainey.
Thank you, Rainey.
Thank you for joining Rainey Petrin and Dave Carson of Mentoring Matters, Mentoring in Today's Business World. If you'd like to learn more about mentoring, visit management-mentors.com. And be sure to tune in every Friday at 6 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Voice America Business Channel. See you next week.